one on my right and your left. Amen. We're going to dismiss the children. I just want to know how many want to go all the way. I said, how many want to go all the way with the Lord? Truly, we bless the Lord and we thank God for everyone being here today. We thank God, hallelujah, for God being God. Amen. During this time, this season of festivities, we don't want to take our eyes off of the main reason for the season, and that is Jesus. Amen. We want to keep the Lord first. So we're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading. I know everyone have plans. Amen. And we just want to give God his time. I often ask people, you know, a lot of times I talk to people, they say, well, I really don't have time to go to church. I say, how can you not have time to go to church when if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't be here? So the return, what? Twice a week to tell God, thank you.
Thank you.
And say, can we just tell God, thank you?
Thank you.
Come on, tell him, thank you.
Thank you.
Make him feel that it couldn't be that much worse. Can we say, thank you?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says there were 10 lepers, and the Lord healed all 10. But only one returned to say, ministers, the deacons, the mothers of the church, and most of all, we thank God for all of you. Can you all give yourselves a big hand?
Come on,
give yourselves a big hand. Hallelujah. Because you had a mind to assemble yourselves together. And if it wasn't for you, there would be no church. So we bless the Lord and we thank God for you. Amen? We're going to turn to Genesis chapter 4. We're going to read verses 2, and we'll conclude by reading verse 10 together. Genesis chapter 2, and we're actually going to read all of it together. Genesis chapter 4, sorry, verses 2 through 10. My grandson Jewel said, do you get nervous when you get in there to preach? I said, every Sunday. When I, before I get up, I'm nervous. While I'm up, I'm nervous. And when I finish, I'm still nervous. I haven't perfected it yet. Amen. So I'm always nervous. So that's why I mess up every once in a while. Because we are nervous. Amen. This is a very special place. Anyone that gets back in and not nervous have a problem. Because when you back here, you got to speak the words of God. Amen. So the reason you're nervous is not because you don't think you can do it, but you want to make sure God is in it. We don't want to speak a word and it be me. I want to speak a word and make sure it's God. So I'm always nervous because I want to make sure I don't miss the mind of God. There's so many needs that are out in the congregation. There's so many needs in my life. I don't want to miss it. Amen. So that's why we're nervous. But nevertheless, Genesis chapter 4, verse 2, let us begin. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought up the fruit of the ground, an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought up the first things of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we bless you and thank you for being God. Lord, we bless you and thank you for being in thy presence. Lord, we thank you for having a mind to assemble ourselves together. And we thank you for being able to assemble in the land of liberty. Now, Lord, we just ask you in the mighty name of Jesus that you send the word. Lord, send the word to heal some broken heart. Lord, send a word to set some captive free. Lord, send a word to heal someone that's bruised. Lord, send a word and open blind eyes and send a word to open deaf ears. Lord, send a word to heal. Lord, send a word to deliver. Lord, send a word to set free. And we thank you in advance. Can the church say in Jesus' name?
Jesus.
Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. This actually, you know, normally not the tutorial for messages, but this message came to me, I think it was either Thursday or Friday. Amen. And as the Lord spoke to me, I sat down and began to put the scriptures together. Amen. I don't know where I was at or what I was doing, but I know I was sitting here at the church and doing something, and the Lord began to speak. And the Lord speaking, I'm so mindful of our message from last week of what do you do when you're in turmoil. You know, and then on Wednesday night, we continued that same message about being impulsive, acting on a whim on the spur of a moment, and not following God. So as I was sitting there praying and meditating, and the Lord was speaking to me, the thing that the Lord showed me is there's a lot of people angry at God. A lot of people are angry at God. But the problem is not God. The problem is that they want to overrule God. So our message today is, why are you angry with God? Amen. Can we say that together? Why are you? Now, I'm not going to ask you to tell anybody else. Speak to yourself. Why are you angry with God? And the latter part of that is, stop trying to overrule God. Overruling God, to overrule means that you reject, have the ability to reject, to reverse, or exercise superiority over someone. How many know we can't reject God? How many know we can't overrule God? How many know we don't have superiority over God? So if we don't have superiority, why don't we just do what he says do? Amen. To overrule, you know, a lot of times we hear all these decisions, the Supreme Court, whether it's the Supreme Court of New York or the major Supreme Court of the land, will overrule the decision of the lower court because they have the authority. There is no higher authority than God.
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
No matter what you do, you can't change what God has set in order. So Genesis says that, verse 2 said, Cain and Abel were born, and Abel was the keeper of the sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. And in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto God. So Cain was giving God an offering. Just like many of us when we came to church today, we're giving God an offering. Amen. And Abel, he also brought of the first thing of his flock and of the fat thereof, but the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had, God did not accept Cain's offering. And Cain got angry. Now the question is, who created us?
God.
We're all here because of who?
God.
If God tells me what you're doing is not right, how can I get
angry
with God? In America and across this world today, people are angry with God. But it's not because of God. It's because they're trying to give God anything. In the book of Malachi writing, he says, the stuff that you're offering to God, you wouldn't even give it to another individual. Amen. Because what they were doing, we're supposed to give God our best. How many know you're supposed to give God your best? Give him away more. You don't give God second best. You don't give God anything that's refuse or you can refuse. He said, but you're giving me that which you wouldn't even give the governor. You know what the Lord said? He said, listen, I'm God. Listen to me. I'm God. I'm the reason that you're here. But you're giving me something that you wouldn't even give your parents. You're giving me stuff that's refuse, stuff that's left over. In other words, they're giving God their hope, their mane, their blind animals, and they were good for nothing but to be cast out. So God said, why are you giving me second best when I deserve your best? God said, why would you give me something that you wouldn't give? How about you wouldn't give your wife? Right? You're not going to go out in the field and get something that's a reject and bring it to your wife because she wouldn't accept it. My wife is not going to go out in the streets and pick up something that's, you know, like what's his name? I forget the guy who used to get all the dead animals and take it home. Jeffrey Dahmer. You're not going to go out and get something that's roadkill, refuse, something that needs to be in the trash, and bring it back home to your spouse because it is roadkill. God said, the problem is you're giving me anything when you know I expect your best. So Cain got angry with the Lord because his offering wasn't accepted. Not only did he get angry, but he got one of those bulldog faces. Y'all know about the bulldog face? Y'all know about the bulldog face? Come on, talk to me. The bulldog face is when everything don't go your way. I was thinking about my granddaughter. When she don't like stuff, Zoe. Y'all ever see Zoe? Zoe can be either. She can eat a bulldog face. In a heartbeat. If it don't go away, she would give you that face. Amen. And because of that. So God asked Cain, he said, wait a minute, why are you angry? Amen. Verse 6, and the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? Yes, you're in church. Yes, you're offering to God. But are you giving God your best? Are you giving God everything? Are you giving God second best? We come to the altar and we give to God. God said, I can't accept that. We come to church and we lift a hand of praise. God said, I can't accept that. Hallelujah. Because I see you when nobody else does. God said, I see you on the backside. You know what I'm so glad about God? God gives me a message on Wednesday for the day. And so don't think I'm talking about you. Let's meet you. God said, Cain, I am the very reason that you are here. I like my mother used to tell us, she said, don't you act up with me, boy, I'm the bridge that brought you safely over. So God is telling Cain, he said, without me, there will be. So if I created you and I made you and I'm telling you the right thing, why are you so upset? Hey, now, you can tell when a person is upset because they can't wait to take it out on somebody else because God is a spirit. So the anger of God is saying, I got to take my anger out on somebody. Right? That's when you're angry with God. And you can't wait to lash out at somebody else because you're angry. So the Bible lets us know that because all Abel Cain had to do was surrender. All Cain had to do was what God told him to do. But Cain purposed in his mind, he said, I'm going to overrule God's decision. I'm going to reverse God's decision. King said, I'm going to reject God's decision. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to show God who's the boss. I'm going to go out and kill my brother. So Cain goes out and kills his brother. Now, well, Cain got all caught up in self, and Cain failed to realize that the God of all the earth neither slumbers nor sleeps. Cain forgot that God sees everything, and God knows everything. So Cain figured, because I can't see God, I'm angry at God when I can't see you. I'm mad at you, God, but I can't see you. So since I can't see you, I'm going to take it out on the next person that's close to me. I'm not going to go down the street. I'm angry at God. I don't know how to express it. So I'm going to take it out on something that's close. So he killed his brother, but he forgot, hallelujah, that our God neither slumbers nor sleeps. So then God comes to Cain, is all angry at God. And God says, where is your brother Abel? And Cain, yeah, my mom used to tell us this. Every once in a while, we used to get a little smaller. Y'all get smarter than parents? I did it once or twice my whole life. Once or twice. Because we used to get a real switch. Every once in a while, we are rolling. What time? Everything I did was because the whipping I got let me know what I did was. But Cain had a nerve to get smart with God. Why? Because I'm angry. I'm angry at your God, and I'm going to show you who's the boss. I'm going to take all my frustration out on you. He said, where is your brother? He said, huh, what do you think I am? My brother's keeper? Guess what? The answer is yes. We are responsible one to another. We have to help one another. And now, God is, you know, when God starts reasoning with you, listen, when God starts reasoning with you, stop being so proud. Stop being so arrogant. Look at somebody and say, stop being Cain.
Stop being
Cain. Come on, y'all. Look at somebody and tell us, stop being Cain. Cain was wrong. Cain was caught out there. But Cain was proud. God is reading. All right, stop that in the back. I see that. I didn't say keep doing it. I said do it one time. I didn't say go overboard. Amen. All right. Don't say that. Nothing going to be on here. Stop it. All right. You know, receive the first commandment to do it. Now receive the second one. Stop it. Don't go. Don't go no further. God is reasoning with Cain. And he lets him know, I know something is wrong. He said, let me ask you a question, Cain. If you don't know where your brother is, why do I hear his blood crying to me from the earth? King purpose in his heart. Yes, God created me. God made me. But I'm going to do what I want to do. God tells him in verse 7, he said, if thou doest, he said, now, I'm still trying to give you a chance to turn your situation around. God said, I'm giving you an opportunity to fix what you messed up. He said, if thou doest well, shall not thy whatever you've been given God, if you do the right thing, God said, I will. You. I will accept. And if thou doest, he said, if you don't do well, sin lies at the door. This lies me is like a lion ready. You refuse. chapter 1. Now, I like to preach, but I think it's more important sometimes than we teach.
Amen.
So we don't miss the message. Amen. Isaiah chapter 1. Now, who created Cain?
God.
Who created us?
God.
God. Amen. So in God creating us, we are subservient to God. Meaning that God is in charge. We cannot overrule anything that God has said. We cannot reverse what God has said. When Balaam went to curse Israel, and just say yes. God made you. God created you. And you can keep doing what you want to do. Hallelujah. But how many know the Bible? God told his people, he said, you know what? I'm God. In the 50th chapter of Psalm, he said, I'm God. He was trying to rule a Judea or trying to reason with them. He said, you know, I'm God. He said, I was hungry. I would tell you. Because all the cattle are found here. Oh, thank you. All the gold. God said, everything belongs to me. So I don't need you to give me nothing because I am God. Because I agree with you, I'm blessed. And give ear. This is here. This is everything. The angelic beings, I want you to hear. Those that are down here, I want you to hear. He said, I want everything to hear from heaven to earth. I want you to hear what I'm about to say. He said, the Lord has spoken. God said, I nourish and brought up. I nourish and I brought up children, and they have. That's just like parents sometimes say, when you were, no charge. The rights I say for you, no charge.
All right.
Everything I got for you,
no charge.
But why did you rebel against me? So you rebelled against me. He said, now, let me go a little further. He speaks to who? The heavens and
earth.
That's everything, right? I don't want you to hear this. He said, now, an animal which is an ox knows this. He said, even a dumb animal knows who owns him. And for the sake of being politically correct, a donkey knows. He said, even animals know who belong, who they belong to. Right? See, they all know who they belong to. He said, but my people have rebelled against me. He said, a sinful nation, a people living with iniquity, a seed of. It is not just evil, but the seed is in them. When a seed is in something, it just keeps germinating and keeps growing. Right? And what about a seed? After the seed germinates and grows, it lets off seeds, and then that seed keeps growing. Amen? He said, children that are, well, what is their problem? They have forsaken the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thus saith the Lord, my spirit will not always strong me, for thou art flesh. I warned once, I warned twice. But thus saith the Lord, thine eyes shall behold when my judgment cometh. Because thou refusest, I stretched out my hand and no man regardeth. Thus saith the Lord, when your calamity cometh as a whirlwind, I will mock and laugh at thee, because thou rejected my word. Hallelujah. Take heed. Let's keep going. That's God. He said, you have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the whole one of Israel. God said, you got so bad that I am. They are gone away. God said, now this is my issue with the very children that I created. Instead of them coming to me, God said, they turned the back and they're going. They have forsaken me. Can we say praise the Lord? God said in verse 5, why should you be stricken anymore? You were revolt. God said, the more I try to reach you, the worse you get. The more I try to turn you around, the more I tell you what you're doing, I'm not accepting it. He said, you're not getting better, but you're getting worse. God said, I've done everything to reach you. In the book of Isaiah chapter 5, God said, I looked at my vineyard. I planted a vineyard in a fruitful land. I planted a vineyard, I fenced it. Give me my offering in between that, they were giving God all kind of oblations. nation, all kind of offerings, all kind of sacrifices. God said, but you were just going through the motions. There was no depth in your heart. There was no truthfulness. There was no honesty. God said, who required this of you? Who told you to give me this when you came to appear before me? He says, bring no more vain oblations, incenses and abominations. He said, everything that should be accepted. God said, I can't accept it because you're not doing well. You're not doing the right thing. You are acting like Cain, so I cannot accept what you're giving me. Can we say, praise the Lord? He said, bring no more vain oblations, incenses and abominations unto me. Incense represents the prayers of the saints. He said, you're praying. You're giving offering. He said, I cannot. Hallelujah. God said, I won't accept it. Hallelujah. Because you're not doing well. God said, I won't accept it. Because you're not doing right. And instead of you getting better, you're getting angry. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hey, I'm going to go if you don't go with the Lord all by myself. Hallelujah. Because when you leave today, your blood won't be required by hand if you're wrong. It'll be required at your own hand. Can we say thank you, Jesus? So he goes on and said, I cannot away with it. It is iniquity. God said, I can't even accept that. He said, that's iniquity. That means you are doing what you want to do, and you want what I'm requiring of you to do. How do you know the Bible? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my word. I believe somebody, when they were reading, had a little challenge. They thought, he said, if you love me, speak my commandments. He didn't say speak. He said, do what? Keep it. Well, what's the commandments? Whatever the Lord said, they'll do it. By this shall all men know you my disciples indeed. He said, now I want you to keep my what I'm telling you to do, I want you to do it. Don't use no person as an excuse for you not doing what I'm telling you to do. He said, well, you just don't know how, you just don't know how hard it is. He said, my commandments are not grievous. So God takes away every excuse. He said, my commandments are not grievous. All I want you to do is do them. Right? If you just do them, God says, see what I will do. But I don't want you to speak them. I want you to keep them. Amen. So he goes on to say, now in verse 15, he says, and when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes. God said, you're going to come to me, and you're going to be praying and asking God for help. He said, but because you've done what you wanted to do, and because you've acted out of your own pride and own self-will, God said, you're going to spread your hand, and guess what? He said, I'm going to hide my eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I will not hear your hands. God, you know what God says? You keep doing what you want to do. God said, when you come and you praise your hand, lift your hands and praise. And pray, God said, guess what? I ain't gonna even hear you. Because you are wrong. When you shed blood, he said, Cain, your brother's blood is crying to me from the earth. And then you want me to accept what you are giving me? God said, absolutely, positively, no. Your hands are full. You know what? If you know what the everyday English that means? If you had the opportunity to murder somebody, you would do it because you're so angry.
Yes.
Right? That don't happen. Yes, it does. If you don't want to get it right with God, you do what you want to do. He said, but there is a remedy. How many like God? You know what I like about God? Every time God gives us the problem, he also gives us their solution. Every time God exposes us, he said, we can clean this situation up. Well, how are we going to clean it up? He says, wash you, make you clean, pull away the, and nobody else is seeing it but who? From before. And God said, all that stuff you've been doing, they don't know it, but God said, I know it. So you can't wash you or make you clean unless you put away that stuff in. Nobody else might not know it, but God knows. How many know God's brother? Yep, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
I hiding from me, because I am God. He says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. He said, then after you put it away, don't do it anymore. Then you will be clean. Amen. Learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widows. He said, now come here and let us. God is trying to reason with his people today. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The Lord can make you over. God can clean you up. But you have to stop fighting God. You can't keep being angry at God. I don't care what anybody else has done. God did not do it. No matter what injustices you feel, whether it's through the workplace, anything, God did not do it. God can turn it around, but you got to do what God says. You can't overrule. If God says do it, you can't decide, I am not going to do it. God said, because when you decide that, that shows disrespect for me. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Lord, forgive me. I know this is Christmas, right? We supposed to be first going on the holy night. But right now, this is about being saved.
Amen.
Like everybody be old holy night and silent night and all that other stuff and still be lost. It's a silent night when you don't have God in your life. That's silent night. Amen. That's a silent night. So we need to get it back to God. So forgive me today, but I must stay on course. He said, if you be willing, verse 18, come now, let us meet together. Saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, God said, I'm trying to help you. I want you to stop answering. I don't want you to keep trying to change my word. What was sin in the beginning is sin today. What was my word in the garden is still my word today. Why? Because Jesus Christ is saying today, and God has not changed. God will not change. The wages of sin is still death, and the gift of God is still, but you got to come to God in order to get life. Can we say praise the Lord? He said, they shall, though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Now if he be, you have to first be willing. Because if man do that which is willing, not according to that which he has not, but according to that which he has, that is acceptable with God. If he be willing. A lot of people are willing when they hear the word, but they don't follow the word up through obedience. God said, I can help you, I can clean you, I can make you over, but you have to be willing and obedient. Verse 20 says, but if he refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord. And then God is trying to reason with me. He said, how is the faithful saint? It's a city. But it's reference to Jerusalem, reference to God's place, God's abiding. Then how does the faithful city become a harlot? How did what was residing in truth, how did what was truthful, how did it begin to practice all of this stuff that's dishonorable and disrespectful? How did it do it? Now let's close in Psalm 33. Psalms 33, we're going to close here. We must accept God's counsel. Amen. We must accept his counsel. He said, my counsel shall stand. There's none of us alive today that can reverse what God has purpose. His counsel will stand. The question is, are we going to be willing and obedient? Right? A lot of times we hear, but we don't do anything what we hear. We hear, we let it fall on deaf ears. And then we return and do what we want to do. Psalm 33, verse 8. Now he already said, let the heaven and the earth. God said, I'm speaking to everything that's within voice. I'm trying to get your attention because I don't want you to wind up lost. He said, let all, verse 8, let all the earth, let what?
All the earth.
The Did that leave anything out? Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world. And God said, you know what? I want everybody to realize who I am. I am God. For he spake, and it was. God said, I want you to know this. If I speak, amen, death will be able to change. If I speak, your best friend can't change this. God said, if I speak, your husband or wife can't change this. God said, when I spake, it was finished. Thank God he hadn't spoken to us yet. Because if he spoke, it would be, can't nobody change it. He said, commanded, and it stood. God said, I want what? The whole earth to hear this. I want all the inhabitants of the land to hear this. He said, if I speak, you can be assured nobody can turn it around. It will be done. He said, and if I command it, it's going to stand fast because I am God, and I don't care how angry you get, you can't change what I purpose that I'm going to do. Verse 10 said, the Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He made it the devices of all the people of all those plans you have. God said, you know what, eventually I'm going to blow on that. God said, I'm going to touch that. All that stuff you plan to do, he said, guess what? It's going to fall to pieces. All your plans are not going to work. He said, I'm going to make them a non-effect. Why? You won't hearken. You won't do what I'm telling you to do. The counsel of the Lord, the counsel of the Lord, stand now, then the devil in hell can stop. Satan and all his forces can't stop it. All the world has to do is speak a word. A lot of us are all wrapped up and messed up in situations because we're trying to do what only God, and then we get angrier and angrier at God, and then we get so angry at God, we stop coming. Did God do anything to you? God said, I've recorded everything you've done. Everything you've done, he said, is in my eyes. You cannot hide from God. God told Moses and the children of Israel, he said, you can be assured of this. You may be hiding, but your sin will find you out. It's about being real with God. It's about not trying to make God alter his word to fit my lifestyle. We went over on Thursday in closing. I do have more scriptures, but for the sake of time, we won't get them all today. We went over on Thursday and said we should forsake all to follow Jesus. A lot of us will forsake some stuff, but there's some stuff we just gotta hold on to. He said, you cannot be my disciples unless you forsake. Now the question is an individual question. You can't answer it for me and I can't answer for you. What are you holding on to? And not fully. Look at something. No, tell yourself, don't look at nobody because y'all about to act right. Y'all be looking at somebody else. Yeah, I've been waiting to tell you this. Tell yourself, are you fully following God? Say fully. When you're fully, that means there's no deviations. You're not on a detour. You're fully following God. God. Nothing can replace God. I'm obedient to God no matter what you do. I'm still obedient to God. The latter portion of this verse says, the counsel of the Lord stand forever. The thoughts of his hearts to all generations. Can we just go to two other verses real fast? Go to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 1. Now we're trying to just be, anybody just want to be right? My eyes don't count. I'm nobody and nothing. But who won't be right in the eyes? God kept telling me, he said, everything you did, he said, you did before his eyes. We don't see you. We don't know where you are. We don't know what you did last night, but guess who knows? God said, now clean it up. In whose eyes? Isaiah 30, verse 1, and then Isaiah 46, verse 10, we'll close in these two verses. Woe to the rebellious children. Said, that take, he said, a whole lot of people are selling this stuff. Right? God said, I'm talking to you. Don't tell nobody else, say, I'm talking to you. Just say to yourself, say, I'm talking to you. Come on, say, I'm talking to you. Look like this right here. I told you we're in an active church. We come here, y'all, oh, that's participate, but I can just get this right. All right, I'm talking to you. Oh, well, I don't have my combat. I don't have my combat.
This thing here is
I dropped it and broke it. Let me see. Yeah, I see my glasses. I see my face. Yep, yeah, I'm talking. Y'all right here. I'm talking to you. You and only you. I'm talking to you. Woe unto thee, rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take. Everybody is telling you what to do and how you need to fix your situation and what you want to do. He said, but is God said, it's not my word. You listen to them. Blessed is the man that walketh not in thee, but the ungodly. So all these unsaved people are telling saved you how to be right before God. God said, that's rebellion. He said, woe means a warning. Woe unto the rebellious children. He said, you're taking counsel, but not of me. You better listen to all this ungodliness to get to God. How can the devil tell you how to get to God? Right? Is the devil going to tell you how to get to God?
No. No, sir.
The devil going to tell you how to get it? He said, why are you taking that ungodly counsel? It's not helping you. It's not fixing you, and you're not honoring me. Amen? But not of me, but covered with the covering, but not of mine. God said that once you start taking an ungodly counsel, all you do is add sin to sin. Why? You're rebelling against what I'm telling you to do in favor of what someone else is telling you to do. God said you're going to add sin to sin. I'm trying to get saved and do it the right way, but I'm doing it the world's way. Come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord. Touch not. God said, I can't help you if you're unclean. I can only help you when you clean yourself up. So if I'm going to get help, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with and lean not to your own. How many of us in a mess because we keep trying to fix it? Instead of leaning to God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. In all, get some godly counsel. Right? Your friend ain't gonna tell you how to get saved. Your boyfriend, I'm glad you ain't got to be there. Your boyfriend ain't gonna tell you how to get saved. Your girlfriend ain't gonna tell you how to get saved. They're gonna tell you how to add sin unto sin. But they ain't gonna tell you how to get saved. God said, wait a minute. They're speaking in one ear. God said, I'm speaking in the other ear. Why are you listening more to the ungodly counsel than to my word? Isaiah 46, verse 10. God says this in closing. He says, declaring. You know, God said, you know, I already know your end. From the. I already know what you're going to do before you do it. Declaring the end from the beginning and from all the way back to the beginning. God's ancient times, the things that are. God said that my counsel, they ain't a demon, there's not a devil, there's not an individual. Change what God has purposes for us. My counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasures. Stop being angry with God. Stop trying to overrule God's word and God's judgments. It's about being sincere. God said, you've done it before, as the elders and ministers and all the workers come forward. God said, you've done it before my eyes. Nobody else may not know. God said, you can mess it sure. I know. Now the Bible says that pride cometh before destruction. If I know I'm wrong, don't be proud. If I don't know how to get out of the mess, at least come ask God to start leading me in a way to help me get out of whatever has messed up. If as a people, God, we don't stop listening to all this counsel from the world, I'm saying people not going to bring you to God. I'm saying people not going to want you to be saved. They are smokescreen for the devil to deceive you into doing the wrong thing. Can we say praise the Lord?
Praise the
Lord. The only way that you can be saved is we have to be willing and obedient. We have to be willing to surrender all to God. We have to just say, yes, Lord, yes. The thief, the Bible says, come not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, I came that you might have life more abundantly, but we run away from the abundant life in favor of the thief. Who's the thief? The devil. He's a liar from the beginning. I'm saying people can't help you get to God because they need to get to God themselves. So if your counsel is coming from the world, you say, come out from among them, be not conformed to this world. Every time an unsaved person trying to tell you how to get to God, you conform to this world. But you be transformed by love. It's time to be real with God. I know you all talk for a minute. Keep playing, y'all keep going. If you were to expire right now, you're going to have to go be based on whose word. If you expire right now, you're going to have to be based on what I see and what I think. If you expire at this, if you were to drop dead right now, it's not going to be based on what I see and what I think. Our going to heaven is going to be based on us being obedient to God's word. Salvation is far too real. The only thing that we're responsible for is our soul. Our soul's going to live on forever. So you can run, but you won't die. It's time for us as a church and as a people of God to surrender in the first place.